Welcome back to Durango Digs on AM 1240 KDGO and 98.3 FM. I'm here with Adam Burke from One Small Step, as well as Tammy Graham from KSUT Public Radio. And, you know, off air, we were talking a little bit, and I use the word co-opetition, you know, and here we are doing, you know, plugging one radio station on another radio station. And you had mentioned that, Tammy, that just that collaboration of what occurs in our community.
Yeah, it's an example, and it's a great example. And I want to say thanks, Jack, for giving us the opportunity to talk about this project, which is, it's a project run by KSUT and working with Adam Burke as an independent contractor. But, you know, it's really about how can we better our community? And that's whether it's commercial radio, public radio, the commonality that we have is informing folks about what's going on in our community and region, having important conversations. And in this case, you know, you giving us the opportunity to come on and talk about this project, which I think you get. I mean, I know you and I have known each other a long, long time, Jack. And I'm sure we don't, you know, if we really got down to it, there's things we really wouldn't agree on, but there's so much more that we do. And we recognize the importance of community and these kind of conversations and the opportunity that they provide. So again, just want to say thank you for this opportunity. And I hope that some of your KDGO listeners will take the opportunity to, you know, step into One Small Step project at ksut.org and consider having a conversation with someone really different from you, you know, in a way to kind of rethread some of the fabric of our communities that I think sometimes is it's gotten a little frayed around the edges.
Sure. Well, and obviously the reason that, you know, I agreed to me is it's part of the bigger picture, you know, and I've been a chamber director 15 years. And one of the things I think I can do is, you know, bring people together. And part of that's through the, you know, the leadership of Plata and the leadership training that you facilitated when I went through the program, but just understanding it's all part of a bigger outcome. You know, and as I do a little heart thing, you know, or try to, or I'll just hold up this little heart thing. I love you, Tammy, you know, and all the years of working together. And so what are some of the ultimate goals? We've got about, you know, 4 minutes here. But Adam, what are some of the goals that you hope to achieve with One Small Step?
Yeah. So first thing, you know, we cannot reach a broad cross section and a diverse cross section of the community without doing, you know, outreach like this, right? We all are in bubbles, you know, whether it's organizations, broadcasting, our own personal lives, we're all in bubbles. And this is a chance, and we're looking to try to bring two people together who are in different bubbles. And so we need to get outreach like this, where organizations like the Chamber and this radio station helping with outreach to try to bring people in. Over the next 4 to 5 months, we are going to be recruiting people to sign up to volunteer. They go to the website, they fill out a short questionnaire, and then I see them in the data sheet that we have of all the people we have to choose from. And we look for matches. We look for people who, you know, have different beliefs, but also who have a chance to have a shared conversation about shared experience. And then we'll record several of these conversations, a couple of dozen. We're trying to record at least 25 before the end of the year. Seems like a small number, but you know, trying to find those great matches. With the permission of both participants, the conversations will be archived on the StoryCorps website. Again, if you go through the process and you realize it was an interesting experience, but you don't want it shared publicly, you have that option. And then we'll also look for a couple of conversations that can be excerpted on the radio. So, you know, 2 to 3 minutes of part of that conversation where an interesting, you know, magic happens between two people. And those will air on the radio. So that's the process. That's what we're aiming for. And you know, we're hoping that One Small Step is an interesting experience for lots of people, and that the spirit of it continues well beyond the project.
And the interviews are how long?
Interviews are 50 minutes long. So all told, there's a little bit of orientation at the beginning of the conversation and a little bit of wind up at the end where you make a decision about whether or not you want to sign the release form and make the thing public. All told, about a 90-minute commitment. but a 50-minute conversation, and it is recorded, but it also is recorded privately and will not be released without your permission.
Okay. And how do people, again, where do we go to sign up to participate?
Yeah, you can go to KSUT.org. Adam, do you want to give out your the Gmail address? If people have questions and might want to just or have a conversation just to ask a few questions?
Yeah, so you can also text Jack Llewellyn if you want to find us. No, just kidding. you can email onesmallstepksut@gmail.com, and that comes to me, and I can tell you more about the project or answer any lingering questions you might have. And you can also sign up at the portal. You go to the landing page at KSUT, and there's a link to the StoryCorps portal where you fill out the questionnaire that that you filled out, Jack. And I'm assuming that you admitting that you filled it out means that you found it quick and painless.
Yeah, it was quick and painless, and it was very simple. And it's funny though, because I want to go back and change some answers. I was like, I didn't talk about this. I didn't talk about that. But, you know, there are so many different things that mold us into who we are. And I just feel like, again, this last year for me has just been a whirlwind, you know, with some of the things that have gone on in my life, you know, from a divorce to back surgery to other things. And it's one of those that's really shaped, again, my chapter of where I'm at. So, again, you can participate in One Small Step by going to KSUT.org. And I appreciate Adam, Tammy, thank you for joining us here on Durango Digs, but we're going to be out of time shortly. So appreciate everything you do. And we'll see you, I guess, on the radio at some point.
See you on the radio.
Thanks, Jack.
Thank you.
We got to send it back to the studios. You've been listening to Durango Digs here on AM 1240 KDGO and 98.3 FM. And also I want to throw out, don't forget to vote. That's also going on. We need to get to, do not mail your ballot, but drop it off in one of the many drop boxes in and around La Plata County. And make your voice count. So with that, we'll wrap up. Thank you both and have a great day.
Thanks, Jack.
You too.